Greetings, Hetep, to one and all, supreme peace. My name is Empress Omega Fruits of Life Yoga, and I welcome you to my first episode. And I would like to just let you know that I look forward to sharing with you, blessing you with words that may inspire, may encourage, may uplift you. In this whole process, I look forward to simply growing. You know, we are like seeds, and knowledge, experience, information, and exchanges constantly are like water and sun unto us. And through the process of living, we grow and we expand as we get in tune, as we recognize our strengths, as we even notice our weaknesses and areas of our lives that we'd like to improve. And ultimately, the strive and the ultimate goal is to tap into our greatness, realign ourselves with our God-like nature. So I greet you all in love and peace, divine kings and queens, divine gods and goddesses. I look forward to sharing with you examples of how I have transitioned from a meat-based to a plant-based lifestyle. I look forward to sharing with you how I have utilized tools to help me gain control of my mind and my heart. I look forward to sharing with you how simply breathing, recognizing how powerful the breath is, helps so much in preventing stress, heart disease, migraines, all kinds of issues, including anxiety, depression. Something as simple as the breath can help us in so many different ways to simply realign, get centered, and be grounded. I will share with you practices in these methods, as well as tools in the comedic yoga practice that I teach based in Newark. I also look forward to inviting several practitioners and experts online so that you too can hear their words of wisdom and experience. And I invite you to please subscribe, feel free to call in. Come prepared with questions, comments, or just a heart of sharing, right? So that we may grow as a community, as a people, as a universal family. All right? So I can be found on social media through Fruits of Life Yoga, as well as YouTube. You can also find me through Omega Fruits. And you may also visit my website, www.fruitsoflifeyoga.com. I teach classes every Friday evening, Saturday morning, and Sunday morning. I also teach workshops, do presentations, you know, the works. Ultimately, find ways to really give. Because I've been blessed with so much, and I just really want to give. So I appreciate the opportunity. I give thanks for your listening ear, your attention. I thank you, and I look forward to building with you. Peace and blessings. Now that we've got the introductions out of the way and our expectations, different ideas of our program, Fruits of Life, we're going to now move into a few announcements of workshops coming up, some classes, and also I will be blessing you with a breathing exercise, so stay tuned. So currently we're collaborating with Life Coach, Sister Nelijah Renee, and we are working towards a movement called Lead for Change Comedic Yoga Movement. This movement is utilizing life coaching skills, as well as comedic yoga, breath work, meditation, movement, to help centralize ourselves and allow the mind the space to look at our challenges that we face with our children objectively and openly, so that we may find creative solutions and be able to present ourselves as our best self, our best leader within, and guide our youths in the right direction. Now, these workshops are directed and appropriate for parents, for teachers, counselors, psychologists, child psychologists, paraprofessionals, social workers, principals, the works, anyone, even in the community, including homeschoolers that work with our children. Information for this program can be found at www.leadforchange_Newark, that's newark.eventbrite.com. You'll find information about classes or workshops. You can either drop in, do a monthly, which is a bi-weekly session, or you can enlist for the rest of the program that runs through mid-June. We meet every other Saturday from 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock, and we ultimately spend time centralizing ourselves through breath work and complete relaxation guided meditation. We then flow into a comedic yoga movement and flow. And then we sit down and we utilize we utilize the Kwanzaa principles to flow through the course of that day. And we will present an affirmation for that particular day and session. We'll discuss how it relates to our role as we are primary leaders, whether in our home, our classroom, our schools, our community. And then we move forward into exploring challenges and also tools to resolve any challenges we may encounter. All right. So I'd like to invite you all to this event. Log on to Eventbrite. You can also search Fruits of Life Yoga, Eventbrite, in a regular Google search bar, and the first link that pops up, you will find me. Okay, and again, I really invite you. We had our first session last Saturday. It was a small yet powerful session. The queens that came forward really opened up and benefited from the entire exchange. We received some great feedback and really just look forward to expanding the Lead for Change Comedic Yoga movement. Just to give you a little taste within our first session of Welcome to Fruits of Life, I'd like for you, wherever you may find yourself, except if you're driving, pull on over. I'd like to spend a few moments just really tapping into the breath. Just yesterday, I went to NJ Pack. We had a nice group of about 14 sisters to go see and experience Iyanla Van Sat and her Get Over It presentation/performance. That sister is on, let me tell you. I'm so thankful for her years of experience and her charisma, her knowledge, her experience. I mean, I really was so moved and so blessed to be within that space and receive all that she gave us. She really utilized so many modalities, and I'm really just very fired up within my journey, because I do give thanks that I am where I am and I've been where I've been, and I appreciate everything that's coming toward me now, and I appreciate this very moment, this very present moment where we can actually affect, right? We can't affect the past. We can affect right now. The future did not even happen yet. So right now, what I would like for you to do is to centralize your breath. And I'm going to guide you with a few breath exercises, or one brief breath exercises that you can do at any given time. Okay? There's one thing that Sister Iyanla Van Sant brought up yesterday during her presentation. She said, there is one distinction between life and death. Can you guess what that is? I'll give you a moment. What is the distinction between life and death? Do, 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 do. What do you think it is? I'll tell you what it is. It is the breath. The distinction between life and death is the breath. So you may be able to go without water for some time. You may be able to go without food. You might even be able to go without sleep for a couple of days. I mean, it might mess up your beautiful glow and you might get some bags under your eyes, but you might be able to do just that. But can you tell me how long you'll be able to go without breath? That's one thing that we cannot live without. And I don't know about you, but I choose life. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to find ourselves in a comfortable space. If you're sitting down and you prefer to sit, feel free to sit comfortably. Allow your feet to be well grounded onto the earth. And imagine there are roots growing from the soles of your feet into the earth, reminding you that you are ever grounded and firm wherever you stand. Okay? If you decide to lay down to feel completely relaxed after a hard day's work, or depending on when you're listening to this, after a long day, or this is right when you're rising up in the morning before you rush on out of bed, lay comfortably. Allow your arms to be comfortable along the sides of your body. If you're seated, allow your hands to rest upon your thighs. Allow your shoulders to roll down away from your ears. And if you would like to, feel free to close your eyes. Remove all distraction. This is your moment, your time. And slowly and gently, just take an inhalation through the nose. And then exhale. Naturally and comfortably. Inhale and exhale. At this moment, you can feel free to exhale through the nose or the mouth. Inhale and exhale. Notice where your breath is, how deep or how shallow it may be. Inhale, take it slow, and exhale. And on the next breath, we're going to inhale through the nose, and we're going to allow the belly to expand like a balloon, expanding the diaphragm and opening the ribs, belly big as you inhale, and exhale through the mouth. Belly deflates, your navel draws toward your spine. One more inhalation through the nose. And then exhale. Next, when we inhale through the nose, take your time, breathe gently, breathe fully. Inhale. And on the peak of the inhalation, hold your breath. Without straining. And then exhale through the nose slowly and gently. Again, allow the belly to deflate. Then hold the breath at the peak of the exhalation. That's one cycle. Inhale through the nose. Hold the breath at the peak. And then slowly and gently exhale through the nose. Hold the breath at the peak. Inhale, expanding the belly, cool air flowing through your nostrils as you inhale, belly big. Hold at the peak. Exhale through the nose, feel the warmth flowing through your nostril, your belly deflating like a balloon, your navel drawing toward your spine. Hold the breath at the peak of the exhalation. And continue for another cycle at your own pace. This is called the rule of four breathing within the Kemetic Yoga Skills Method. Remember to hold the breath at the peak and slowly and gently exhale. Hold. And again, continue at your own pace. Remembering when we're slowing down the breath, we're slowing down our thoughts. Therefore, we're controlling our thoughts. We're being more responsive as opposed to reactive. We're controlling all that is going through our mind, moving with awareness and power, knowledge and wisdom. Exhale fully. And you may continue to breathe comfortably as you inhale through the nose. Hold your breath at the peak. And then slowly exhale fully and completely. Take your time. Feel the energy flowing. Feel your breath flowing. Know that you are cleansing your cells. You're cleansing even the oxygen flowing through your body. You're cleansing your blood. You're cleansing your thoughts. And as you continue to breathe, feel a complete relaxation simply by breathing. You may have noticed that your heart rate may have slowed down, your heartbeat slowed down a little bit. You might notice, or rather just appreciated, the stillness. As you continue to inhale and exhale, know that the breath is always available to you at any given time. Whether you feel anxious, excited, whether you feel nervous, whether you feel confused, just slow down. And how to slow down? Slow down with the breath, utilizing the rule of four breathing. Inhaling fully and completely. Hold the breath at the peak. And then exhale completely through the nose. Hold. Now return to a gentle breathing and survey your breath, survey your heart, survey your body. Notice if your breath is a little deeper, or notice if it has changed in any way throughout this simple breathing exercise. Notice how your heart is beating. Notice how your body is feeling. And remember, this was just a little introduction to the rule of four breathing of the Kemetic Yoga Skills Method. As we grow throughout our episodes, I will share with you the cleansing breath. I will share with you several tidbits of information that can help you further tap into your power, your inner power, that life force that flows through all creation, all in you and around you. If you'd like to stay there for a few moments, feel free to do so. And if you're ready to come out, just slowly and gently begin to wiggle your fingers and your toes. If you like to start rounding your shoulders or moving your head, yes and no. So you're moving from left to right, moving your head up and down, just slowly taking care and begin to move your body to come into the present space and your flesh, as we were able to massage our energetic body through our breath within those last few moments. And again, give thanks for the breath of life. As we move throughout our sessions, we will continue to guide you further within fully relaxing guided meditation. Going to incorporate all kinds of beautiful and wonderful inspirational words, sound, and power. If you would like to and you keep a journal, feel free to take the next few moments after you listen to this episode and just write the date and write a few reflections that may have revealed to you during your breath work. Notice how your body felt. Notice what changes occurred in your body and just write about it. Give yourself that time and give thanks for that stillness. Ultimately, what we're doing is filling our cup. because we cannot give or pour from an empty cup. This is also known as self-love. Okay? So I appreciate you all. I thank you all. I want to remind you that your breath is always there. Any given time. And remember, that is the distinction between life and death. Your breath. Never forget it. Always tap into its power. Continue to grow with me and share with me and receive what I have to give you. Know that we are all on this journey. And the nature of human beings is to strive toward higher levels of self, to ultimately grow and transform into free beings, completely in tune with the universe, completely in tune with life force energy. And I'm going to leave it right there because I could just keep going, let me tell you. So thank you once again. I appreciate your time and your energy. I look forward to hearing from you. Feel free to call in. Welcome once again to Fruits of Life. And what is that fruit? Remember, you the fruit. You're known by your works, by your fruit. So you are the fruit. Let's come water them seeds together. Much love, much respect, much peace, guidance, and power. May wherever you walk be blessed. May you remember how beautiful you are, how strong you are, how powerful you are, how you're capable of anything, and always know and remember that your mind is divine and you can create anything from the womb of that mind. So let's manifest greatness within this time and space. Peace and blessings, supreme love, supreme peace, supreme honor. Talk to you soon.